Hello, everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and welcome to Fire Up, your source for Friday night conservative talk. First of all, I got a couple of apologies to make. First, I got to apologize to our guest, who is not going to be here tonight. His name is Barry Jantz. He's an old San Diego political operative, I guess, or at least somebody with a lot of experience. And I kind of messed up by giving him the wrong time. So, Barry, if you're listening to this down the road here this week, I sincerely apologize, and I hope to get you back on. You know, I come with raw energy, and I've talked to Barry a few times. Barry seems more of the intellectual, fatherly type versus my high energy bombastic type. So I think it would have been a great contrast. I think his takes would have been great. So I'm going to hopefully we'll be able to get him on. Just real quick, we're going to have an author of a Trump book on next week. So, and that's going to be our 100th episode. We're going to be able to see Miss Annette Ross is going to be on. It'll be a packed house. G-Mung, the G-Man, myself, Annette Ross. And it just so happened I booked an author, and I was like, oh, it's our 100th. So he'll be on for a special episode. But tonight, wow, do we got a show for you guys tonight. Google, just like Facebook, I think they're just trying to save themselves. Yes, we censored people, but it was the Biden regime. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about more leftist hate, more leftist attacks. You know, I don't believe in this nonsense of going back to 30 years ago and including the Oklahoma bombing and excluding 9/11 and then not including Antifa. And this Charlie Kirk's attack isn't even labeled a political attack yet. Maybe they'll change it. So I don't believe any of that nonsense. I look from 2015 to now, and it's like leftist hellscape with the rhetoric by Democrats, with the rhetoric by activists, with the rhetoric by mainstream media, and it resulted in another ICE attack. And then we're going to talk James Comey. You know, James Comey just got indicted. Now, we're not lawyers, so we're going to talk about it from the political perspective and give you our take on that. And then we've got quite a bit of things to talk about in regards to our hot takes. We're going to have some quick hot takes here. And we're going to talk the shutdown. So the big story tonight is ICE, the shutdown, and Google. Then we'll spend a little time on Comey. Then we got some hot takes here. And with that, let me bring in the G-Man. And then I got to do the good old administrative talk. So before we begin, do not forget, bookmark grumblingsmedia.com, where you can follow my work, Fired Up and Fired Up California. I am interviewing a good friend of the show. In fact, G knows him. He brought him on the show, Armin Kurdian. I'm going to introduce him as he's running for Senate here at the state legislature. So check out the Fired Up California if you're a Californian, and my Red, White, and Rude, and my Points on the Board, where I talk about the intersectionality of culture and sports, because sports is culture. Let's not forget, it was Mr. I Have No Leadership Skills and I Do As I'm Told, Colin Kaepernick taking a knee because somebody told him to take a knee. And that is truth. That is fact. Yeah, he started this whole chain that we're on right now. Well, Obama got it going, and Colin, somebody saw, hey, let me take advantage of this fool. For the record, people, just to let you know, Colin didn't have that big old fro until after he took the knee. Then, boop! I mean, he looked like a good, clean-cut kid, and he had to identify. And that's why I got involved. I just got tired of playing the politics. So that's what made me go seek G out. I'm like, I need somebody dark. No, I'm kidding. We got the G-Man here. G, before we get going, because it's not on the topic tonight, but what are your thoughts with the H-1B1? Because we've had a few shows dedicated to H-1B1, and it seems like India and Indians, boy, they're like, it's like stepping on an anthill. They're all mad. What's your take on that real quick?
Well, I think we need to prioritize our citizens when we hire people. Now, I do think we're running out of talent here in terms of those who are well-educated enough to do the engineering fields and the technology space. But let's let the companies pay for them and bring these guys in. That's fine. But if you ask me, this is one thing that I just look at Trump and go, you know what, I don't think we need to do that. Let's try to bring people in. When you bring them here, you have to pay them wages that are comparable so they can live, right? So they need to pay what is it, $6,000 rent in San Francisco for an apartment, they need to pay that. So you got to pay them high wages. So it's not like you're undercutting American wages necessarily by that much by bringing these guys here. And again, like I said before, we're running low on homegrown talent with software engineering. So for me, it's a mixed bag. I think I let free market work, but hey, I like tariffs. I believe in free trade, but when other countries are ripping us off, then I believe in fair trade. We got to put the tariffs on them because they got it on us.
You know, I agree with that on the surface. My issue that I think this was done for is to block the 45% that are entry level. Remember we talked about it, and it's about 45% these H-1B visas are used for and for entry level work, anywhere from the cashier to basic coders. H-1B visas were meant to use, as G said, talent that we can't fill. And what's happened, this is corporate greed. This is free market run amok, meaning you have to rein it in because they're willing to enslave some of these Indians they bring in because they're tied into this contract and they don't really get the freedom that say we had to go from job to job because they get threatened. Well, if you do that, we're just going to send you back, you know, and they get paid less than the American workers. So I think Trump did this. You're right. You want to bring in that entry level work? Okay. It's going to cost you $100,000 there, Walmart. You know, so this means more American jobs. But I agree. Look, if we can't fill these jobs, that's where the H-1B comes into play in a very positive manner. But the real question you have to ask yourself is, why can't we fill these jobs? Well, when you indoctrinate and radicalize.
I will tell you, I have friends who are entry level, straight out of college, UCSD. They have not been able to find a software engineering job. So why do we need to go to India and bring those guys here? We've got plenty of people here.
Exactly.
Jobless.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's started under Biden. Before any MAGA people jump down my throat, that started under Biden, and we've inherited Biden's economy.
Again, it's like, you know, gee, that's a good point. It's like, what's the matter with you people? Do you think that Trump's going to come in and, well, Trump, it's been 2 weeks now. It's been 2 weeks now. What the hell, man? Why don't I have a job? Why am I paying $5 a gallon? You know, because remember, they were actually doing that. Remember the Democrats? Gas prices still up. What's up with that? You know?
Well, right. What was it? January 23rd. They're like, look at that. All Trump's fault. Like, wait, G's been in office 3 days.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, G. Let's get right into this then, my friends. We've got a great show. Also, I did not do this last week, and Big John jumped all over me. Because Big John, just to let you guys know, is a libertarian. And God bless libertarians. But they live in what I call a utopian fantasy world. Meaning, for libertarianism to work, human nature has got to react positively in a way that libertarians want them. And that's not how the world works. You know, eventually you're going to have to tell your daughter, honey, this is called mace. Because there's some bad people out there, and extrapolate that to everything else in the world. So he has some issues with Jimmy Kimmel and the law. And I'm with him, G. Just real quick to recap last week when we're talking about Jimmy Kimmel, and I didn't say it, but yeah, I'm for a free market, but there are rules in place for broadcasting over the airways. If you don't like it, change the rules. And I do believe David Sacks, who I think you're aware of. He is Trump's AI czar. He brought up a great point. Let's just auction off these broadcast licenses and we get out of the way of dictating to them, auction it off, and they can do as they please. Why? Because you can podcast, you have the internet, you have streaming, you have cable. You know, the world has changed. All right, G. Let's, speaking of David Sacks being an AI guy, indirectly we're going to talk some tech here. So Google admitted to suppressing conservative viewpoints and key stories under intense pressure from the Biden administration. Bull. Biden administration came and said, we need you to censor. And you know, good and well, Serge said, no problem. That's how I think it went down. But they're talking to the Trump and Jim Jordan, who is bought and paid for by big tech, just to let you know, that yes, we were suppressed. And previously the big company was Facebook in August of 2024 said they were suppressed. Now, this has had an eroding public access, our access to these YouTube, Facebook. In fact, my stuff is still getting censored. I post and I engage G in a lot of Facebook news groups, and I posted Jimmy Kimmel suspended. That was censored as fake news. So a lot, and the reason I know is I'll see some of my stuff doesn't get posted in a group where it auto just posts. It's because it was blocked, you know? So they're still censoring over at Facebook and YouTube. One of the things they said, they say Google, but YouTube, which is owned by Google, that they're going to bring everybody who they kicked off is going to come back on. But they still haven't. It's been over a week. You know, to me, it's like they should be able to go right. To me, there's no excuse. If you're going to tell that to the government, then you should have had that ready to go. Instead, we're not ready yet. And Google is still censoring. In fact, David Sacks, who I just mentioned, and the All Things In podcast, they had a great seminar, and they brought in, for example, Tulsi Gabbard, who was talking about the Russia hoax, censored. That, you couldn't find it. It was made deemed private. And then two other big ones was deemed private. So they're still doing it. But in essence, they're saying that they were wrong, that would please forgive us, yada, yada. And there's Jim Jordan, bought and paid for by Big Check. Look what I did. Well, Jim, what did you really do? G, your take here.
No, I think obviously they were in cahoots with. Let's be clear. We don't think that the CEOs of Twitter, or Jack Dorsey at the time, the CEOs of Google and Zuckerberg, that they're these conservative people, right? They probably lean more left than right. So I don't think it was that big of a push to say, hey, look, this stuff is disinformation, which just means it's a different opinion from the left, right? And they just call it all conservative thought disinformation. But if we want to talk about like the Hunter Biden laptop, all Biden had to do, who was not even in power yet, just say, hey, this is wrong. And if you throw the election again, like he did in 2016, remember they did the Cambridge Analytica?
It was Ted Cruz.
Back in 2016. Yeah. And they said it was all Facebook's fault. It's all Zuckerberg's fault. And so I'm sure Zuckerberg's sitting here. This is October, month before the election. I don't want to be accused of that again. So I'm sure he just went along with that, and it was easy to do. So Jack Dorsey, look, the government just said, don't print this stuff or allow this stuff on your platform. And then they went along with it. So it does surprise me that Facebook started to come clean in August of 2024. Let's remember what was happening at that time. Kamala Harris is running her Vibes and Joy campaign because that's what we needed at the time, right? We just needed to be happy. Forget of all the job losses and misery around. And he came clean because I think he saw Trump was going to win and he didn't want to be called to account. And so now we look at what's happening right now, and Zuckerberg is at the table of Trump.
Yeah. Are we going to see Justice G from they purposely censored. They didn't have to. Are we going to see justice from them? Is anybody for the Biden? Is anybody going to go down for this?
I don't think so. I think the point here is to make the point that this happened and it better not happen again, right? So I think it's a, let's let everyone know so we're all on our guard. And I think the public needs to know, look, this happens. Remember, I can't remember what the exact Google search term was, but I think it was something like you would type in Hillary Clinton something, and the Google search wouldn't, like, I think emails or scandal, it wouldn't come up as they suggested search, right? But then you type in President Trump scandal, and that would just show up immediately. Impeachment, I think, was another term that came up pretty quickly. So they've done shadow blocking or censorship, but it doesn't hit the mainstream, right? Most people wouldn't even know that happened. Maybe those who are watching YouTube shorts or, maybe he was being blocked. I don't remember how I found it. But I will say I don't think there will be any prosecutions. I think it's just for awareness that, hey, look, the media is left-wing. The social media is also left-wing, maybe not X anymore. And I think they're just going to say, look, as long as you guys, the public's aware, these guys are going to behave fairly properly in the future.
Right. So what you're looking at, audience, is the release. Notice how it says today, thanks to the oversight of Chairman Jim Jordan. The reason I'd throw down him, the guy's a blowhard. Raw! then you're like, hey, Jim, what'd you do? It's coming. You know, and so I'm not a big Jim Jordan fan. I'm like, you could put any name in there and this would have happened. But he conducted a year-long investigation into the censorship industrial complex. And that's where he says he uncovered Biden administration pressure on tech companies. And that included coercion to censor books, videos, posts, true information, and satire that the government did not deem was progressive enough. It's all left. I mean, it's all conservatives. It doesn't matter how you sugarcoat it. It was conservatives. And they said that the Biden administration put pressure on them. I can believe that. But like I said, they may have put pressure, but they were compliant. They were more than willing to be compliant because they're leftists themselves. So, but they still have not. Done what they said. Here's the next one. We've seen some previously terminated creators try to start new channels. To clarify, our pilot program on terminations is not yet open. I guarantee you, G, it's going to be months before it's open. Let me finish reading to it. Our pilot program on terminations is not yet open. It's still against our community guidelines for previously terminated users to use, possess, or create other channels, and will terminate new channels from previously terminated users. So they're saying, come on back, guys. Oh, what? You got a new channel? Get the bleep out of here, man. That's what they just said there.
And maybe they're just waiting for it to blow over, and maybe they'll just go back to this, right?
Right, which brings us to my next question to you. What's to keep them from this happening again?
Well, look, I think us and other conservatives, we should be careful and have a good debate about this, right? Because we all believe in free speech. I don't think the left necessarily does. But we just had Jimmy Kimmel fired from ABC for something he said, and we had a lot of conservatives cheer that. Now, let's be clear. He got fired not because of he lost his First Amendment right. He can say whatever he wants, but it wasn't proper for that private company. ABC is a private company, right? So now we're also here looking here at Google. We're talking about Facebook. We're talking about X. We're talking about other social media platforms, which are also private companies. They don't have to allow any form of speech on there, right? They don't have to. So if I started posting something that was promoting some fascist ideology on Facebook, I'm sure I'd get censored. I think X won't. Is that okay for them to do that? I think so. But at some point, this is the fairness doctrine, right? They brought that up in the 90s and the 2000s saying, look, if Rush Limbaugh gets 3 hours
on the airwaves,
then we need to have a left-wing guy on the same. And so do we impose that on Google? I would think
So again, not to pick on my libertarian friends, but here's a problem I have with their belief. Oh, let the free market work. The free market never has worked, people. Never in the history of human civilization has the free market truly worked. Why? Because the strong impose their will. So I think and bad people and bad actors will do what they will. And I think at the end of the day, Google will never change. Facebook will never change. And we run the risk of entering a dystopian society when Apple, X, Google, they can indoctrinate the message they want to push. So I think the fair doctrine, what's it called? That was from when we were kids.
Fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine, and Reagan actually did away with it. You know, the fairness doctrine came into effect, and I think that kind of we may end up having to go back to that. I don't want to, but something's got to be done, because all this rhetoric, all this hate, you see the violence it's creating, you know, and eventually that's going to force our side is going to go enough of this. And then we're not going to have a civil war like the 1800s, but there's going to be an ugly war, a lot of killings back and forth if we don't rein this and bring it in control. And right now the left doesn't want to bring it in control. They're still going with the Hitler, the fascists. You know, they're still playing the race card. We're going to talk about it later with the Tennessee State University. You know, they wanted to make TPUSA on their campus. They didn't want it. They made it about race when it wasn't about race. So we got to do something about this. Gee, real quick, Dan Bongino, Sebastian Gorka, Steve Bannon. Those are some of the people banned. Yeah. So those are some big names that were banned. Do you think that once Trump leaves office, though, they will get, Google's going to revert back to all of this?
I don't think so. And remember, the biggest person who's banned was Donald Trump.
But he wasn't on YouTube.
No, that's true. Yeah, you're talking YouTube specifically. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. But I don't think it will be reversed unless, I mean, who knows? You just can never tell, right? I think this is the first time, I want to say, we had social media that was that entrenched in a election in 2016. And then they were trying to unwind that in 2020, but they went the left way, right? And it's right. Not that they were right the right way. They had an open platform in 2016. The conservatives saw a way to use that to advance Trump's election. In 2020, the left said stop and censor all these voices, and then 2024 it opened back up again. So I don't think they're going to – I mean, the era of Trump is going to end here in 3 years. I don't think this craziness is going to come. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the left. They're absolutely – the TDS is through the roof for – a candidate or a president who's essentially a centrist, maybe center right, but exactly. TDS is through the roof, and you're just getting weird behavior from all these different companies trying to placate the left.
I agree. Yeah. Look, I think they're going to go back to it. I have no doubt about it. Now, any final comments? Are there any other social media networks you think are going to come through? And I've already said they're still censoring. That hasn't changed. So I don't think anything has changed. And it's still too early to tell. But any other networks you think or social media platforms that may come through? Any final comments before we move on, Brother G?
No, I mean, I think the YouTube, I mean, the last year and a half, I've been watching a ton of conservative stuff. Maybe the ones that are censoring are the really out there people, and there's plenty of that on both sides. But the ones that I watch, I mean, they're all there. I mean, I love watching Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Bill O'Reilly, who's probably more center right than right. And, but then even the small YouTubers, I mean, Devorah Jarkins and Benny Johnson, I mean, I watch these guys, and they're on YouTube, and they say a lot of like stuff that, you know, it shouldn't get past the censors if they're really trying to shut down right.
Fair enough. All right. So let's move on here. I'm looking at my notes here. So we're talking a shutdown. We are going to have a shutdown. We're going to have a shutdown because the last shutdown that Schumer did not shut down, and he actually did his job, the hardcore left, the Antifa left, the rhetoric left, the bigoted left, the I'm projecting my racism onto you, but I'm an old class Democrat, I'm a Jim Crow Democrat left. And I say that half jokingly, but half truth, because they really use blacks, Latinos, any other minority. But their policies have not helped us. So I loathe the AOCs of the world because they lie to my people, Latinos. They lie to blacks. They lie to everybody. They don't produce anything. They believe in socialism. They believe in communism, Mamdani. They support the Dearborn people. There's one that's like, yeah, Sharia should be part. Aaron Rupert, yeah, Sharia should be brought here to America. They support all of that. They are forcing Schumer not to work with Trump to keep the government going. They want like over $1 trillion added just for a short-term bill of a couple months, G. And that includes illegals with health care, you know, and other items. Your quick thoughts on that. But the real thing is Trump saying, okay, all right. You got it. You got me. What's up, Bob? Fire him all. That's what Trump is threatening, is to fire them all. Because that was my first thought, G. When this was happening months ago, I'm like, well, what they always end up doing is everybody who's – they always give him back pay and all this stuff. I'm like, this is a great moment for Trump. Let him shut it down. Trump is the only president in my lifetime where nobody's believing it's the Republicans' fault here. So I think the Republicans are just – marching like you see an old dumb cartoon, all the soldiers marching off a cliff. I think that's what Democrats are doing. Your thoughts, G?
No, so if you look at people like Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, they're saying, I never thought it was so bad until I saw our side capitulate. And they need to fight. They need to stop rolling over. And then you have the crazies, really. I mean, if you really let the party decide who their candidate is going to be by votes out there, you're going to get the AOCs and Bernie Sanders winning, right? I mean, you look at the last several elections, Bernie Sanders, AOC, really gaining a lot of momentum. And so you're seeing this drive to go, okay, we got to fight. We got to fight for the issues of the people who are going to come to vote in the primaries. I'm talking about the primaries, not the general. So in the primaries, you get the people who are like total leftist, socialists, and communists coming out saying, we need to take money away from the rich and give it to the poor. So you get this absurd, let's give free health care to the illegals. Well, okay, if you're going to give free health care, which I don't believe we should, because, look, doctors, nurses need to get paid. You got to pay for the real estate. You got to pay for the medical supplies. So you can't do free health care unless someone pays for it. And let's say you've signed up conservatives to do it, like me, you've got to give it to the citizens first. Mm-hmm. The citizens should get free health care, right? Of course, I'm not arguing for that. We need to pay for a good and service that somebody else is expending time and energy for. But why are we giving it to people who shouldn't be here? They should be getting it from their own country. And no country in the world does this except for the United States and some of these other Western countries who are running amok by saying, look, we feel guilty that we have all this wealth. Let's let the poor people from other countries come in and take some of our wealth so the liberals can feel a little better about having so much wealth here. Meanwhile, they're on their iPhones and they're sipping their $7 lattes and they're feeling guilty.
Crazy. So, should Trump fire these federal workers?
If there's no money, you can't pay them. So, yeah, the federal government needs to shrink. We're spending $2 trillion above what we can afford, and it's leading to massive inflation. And the only way to do that is to shut down certain parts of the economy. And unfortunately, DOGE wasn't successful. I mean, it was partially successful. We had talked about a year ago, partially successful, but nowhere near what we need to cut. $2 trillion. I mean, when Bush had a $200 billion deficit, I'm talking, it was one-tenth of the size of what we have now.
Right.
The Democrats are howling fiscal irresponsibility and mismanagement by the Bush administration. Now it's 10 times higher per year. And it's like, okay, no, we got to add on free health care and more Medicaid and more Medicare and just, you know, hand out stuff on based on what? But we don't have the money.
Well, and I agree. In fact, on a side note, Mom Donnie's talking about he wants to put $100 million into illegal immigrants to take care of them. I'm like, I hope they elect them. I do. So real quick on the government funding, it expires this September 30th. So in about 4 days from now, the Republicans have passed a short-term continuing resolution that the Senate, including two Republicans, kept from being voted on. Obviously, Paul Rand, he who can't fight his way out of a paper bag, that's his neighbor, beat him up. How embarrassing in front of your wife and kids. And then Lisa Murkowski, who only got reelected because of ranked voting, which is a charade and one of the worst things that can happen in a democratic society. But but they created a clean resolution that the Democrats are blocking, you know. So, again, the optics are on Trump's side, and even the Politico, even all these media, they made the mistake of being honest over the past week and saying it's the Democrats for the shutdown. They're not going to turn the switch and start blaming Democrats if there is a shutdown that happens. But right now, all the optics are on Trump's side. But will it remain? Will Trump win the narrative war, G?
Well, of course he will, because what he needs to really hammer on is what the Democrats are basically asking for is free health care for illegal aliens, like we talked about, funding for NPR and PBS. Who watches that stuff anymore? I mean, I do, but I watch it on YouTube. And actually, so they're making money on YouTube. You're right, leftists. So this free speech for leftists, basically, support for transgender surgeries for minors. I mean, didn't they lose the last election because they went too woke? And now yeah. a lot of companies in the Democrat Party went too broke. And then the OMB memo referencing a shutdown over basically $1 trillion more dollars in new spending demands. I mean, that is absurd. We want to go $3 trillion in deficit per year? I think a lot of people shake their heads. Trump needs to hammer that hard. He has been. And I think a lot of American people will see that.
Don't forget the Obamacare subsidies. And these are subsidies that Democrats said, yeah, we don't need them past a certain cycle. But like everything with the government, once it's in there, it's difficult to move away. But Trump did it. And those subsidies are expiring. And part of those subsidies is the rule where Trump says, hey, if you can get up and work, get the hell off of the couch and go work. That, but not all of it's like that. But the truth of the matter is, healthcare is not a free market system. It's a corrupt system. We have some of the highest priced healthcares because the government stupidly politicians, oh, let's do this, let's do that. We can fix it. We make it better. We make it cheaper. All they've done is bloated it and healthcare. See, politicians are stupid. And they get these young kids working for their staff. These healthcare companies, they got their lawyers working every angle. They got their lobbyists working every angle. And for the record, Obamacare, we were paying these healthcare companies massive amounts of money to subsidize it. So it needs to go away. We need to completely revamp it. That's not going to happen in either one of our lifetimes. But those are expiring. That's going to be the only nervous one that I have because some people are going to lose their Obamacare. How will this affect the midterm? We're 13 months away from the midterm, approximately. You know, so once the holidays are over, that's all you're going to hear. Every commercial, every topic is going to be midterms. How do you see this affecting the midterms? Because it will.
It will, but a year is a long time. It is a very long time. I was watching a documentary the other day on Jimmy Carter, and we also know George H.W. Bush. And the big toothful smile. But both of them, in January of their re-election year, they had approval ratings in the 70%. And I think George H.W. Bush was in the 80%.
January. After the Persian War, I think it was up to 90% in some polls.
90%. And Jimmy Carter had a very big bump up around 70% because he handled the Iran hostage crisis fairly well in the first couple of months, right? And there was like a rally around the flag thing. But 10 months later, they both lost re-election. And Jimmy Carter's approval rating was 30%. I mean, he had lost so many people.
Right. But why did Bush lose? Come on. Everybody knows. One of the most classic lines in political
history. Read my lips, no new tactics.
Read my lips.
They both lost support from their own party, so that's why. But my point isn't that in the midterms that the Republicans will lose support from our own party. My point is a lot can change, and I mean that would be basically 13 months, right? Till the midterm election. So a lot can happen. Something else can come in and suck the air out of the room. But I think Trump needs to really hammer hard that the Democrats have not changed from 2024. They're going to let you, as a federal employee, be fired because the Democrats want to basically fund sex changes for minors.
I agree, Gene. I agree. I think this is one of the few times Trump is going to come away with it all. Real quick, G, because, and you may have answered it, I'm always busy doing tons of new things as you speak, but what does this push by the socialist portion of the party, what does this tell you about the Democrat Party, where it's headed?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is Schumer's placating that hard communist socialist left. That's why we're likely going to have a shutdown. But so just to get the audience to understand what I'm asking, what's it mean for the Democrat Party?
My belief is if you look back at the 2016 election, that was an election, or I should say the Democratic primary, that was a race between the party brokers and the people on the left, right? The people were supporting Bernie Sanders, but Hillary Clinton was gaining all the superdelegates, basically the power brokers in the party saying, no, you guys who we appointed as delegates, you're going to support Hillary, ignore the primaries. So they're facing a day of reckoning, because I think their party is going to go for people like AOC and maybe Gavin Newsom.
Right, right.
Those two are not going to win the rest of the middle America. They're not going to win them.
I want to see Gavin Newsom win the nomination just to see him get destroyed. All right, let's move on. ICE, a series of attacks. It's not just the ICE facility in Texas. There was one here in El Centro, G, you know, that was attacked. There's one today. I forget where. That was New Jersey, I want to say. I can't remember where, though. But it's a series of attacks on ICE facilities, including, obviously, the deadly shooting in Dallas. And it's all based off of the inflammatory statements from Democrats, from the mainstream media, from social media, from teachers who are teaching this, from administrators in our universities. And they're equating ICE to historical oppressors, Nazi fascism, when in reality, the left, if you look at, go look up the freaking definition of a fascist and then look at what the left is going. You're like, that's kind of fascist, isn't it, William? Yeah, shake your head, you. It is. You know, so they're endangering lives here. You know, they're targeting federal vehicles. And the thing with this Dallas attack, G, the freaking moron killed two migrant detainees. And to let y'all know about cops, law enforcement, even in the military, we want to save people. Those ICE agents were like hurrying the detainees when they could have, if they'd been leftist ICE agents, they would have been like, I'm behind this wall, bud. But they were going to, they were putting themselves in danger, you know, trying to hurry up and get those detainees there. Cash Patel identified the ideological motive. It's part of a pattern of political motivated violence. And just earlier, a couple months earlier, in Prairie Land Detention Center, they were attacked. You know, 14 individuals were charged. And I think it's getting to a boiling point. I told my wife, I wish the midterms were next week, gee, because I think most of America does not buy any of this. Our own governor, Gavin Newsom, you know, on The Late Show, quote, authoritarian actions of an authoritarian government. When you sit there and say all this, you get the nut jobs, which I guess, you know, I just loathe Gavin Newsom. I mean, there's a meme out there. I'm digressing, but there's a meme out there that says Gavin Newsom will screw, and they use the other word, will screw this country as hard as he screwed his best friend's wife. I just loathe the guy. But your thoughts on this?
The rhetoric is
Gee, how do we bring the rhetoric down? Do we arrest the politicians? I mean, how do we do it?
No, they can say whatever they want. I believe in free speech, but we need to call out their hypocrisy. So the other day, Hillary Clinton came on, and I forgot what show it was, but it was the most makeup I've ever seen her wear. It was bizarre, actually. But anyways, she said we need to bring both sides together and have unifying words. And then she goes on to talk about how Trump is acting like a fascist and Hitler. I'm sitting there going, wait, are you looking in the mirror and reflecting upon yourself? What you just said, unify, bring down the rhetoric, and then call Trump Hitler again. So when you do that, you got crazies out there. And I believe I saw a poll, like somewhere around 40 to 50% of Democrats say, well, it's okay to, you know,
violence. 25%.
Yeah, violence. Violence against Trump, specifically against Trump.
Oh, and then they said Elon's next. They were all for Elon too.
Yeah. So when you have that high percent, I mean, I would even consider 20% to be a very high percent. Then you got crazies who will be 100% guaranteed to go, okay, well, I want to be that guy. I want to be the hero. Let me take out the Hitler of our time and save democracy from this tyrant who's letting them call him Hitler and fascist. The rhetoric is through the roof and it needs to stop, but they can say whatever they want. I mean, free speech. I believe free speech goes both ways.
Right. So real quick, the image I have up, the Democrat Party booth in Ashland County, Ohio was thrown out because they were selling stuff, 8647, and is he dead yet? And then we got another one here released in Trump's theme files. I kind of find, hey, Jay, feel free to show us your post during the Biden era about the Epstein files because nobody cared. And Jay, for the record, it was MAGA, We were the ones who were demanding this, and the Democrats jumped on it. And you notice this always dies when the Democrats jump on it, because everybody goes, oh God, they're just trying to, they're smart enough, they realize they're just trying to ride the gravy train here, you know.
Just to elaborate on what you were saying, if there was something incriminating about Trump, Biden knew about it,
and Obama?
Biden did everything he could to throw Trump into jail, but this would have been basically a deal killer. He would have released it if there was something incriminating. There wasn't anything.
Right. Thank you for the comment, Jay. All comments are, we will respond to them, whether they are good or bad. And Jay, just for the record, the Epstein files jumped the shark. You're going to find the Epstein files in the same room, closet, where they got JFK's brain. That brain disappeared like a couple of days after he passed away. Nobody knows where it's at. This happened in the early 2000s. Those files have been destroyed, you know, so we're never going to find out anything about the Epstein files. It's just a conspiracy theory. And with that doesn't mean I'm not saying nothing happened. I'm saying we're just not going to find out. Day late, dollar short, you know. Okay. And now another one. And just real quick on the violence here, G, and I'm repeating something, but this is the rhetoric here. Here's another chart. Since far left violence since 2016. BLM riots 2016. Not 2016. That was 2020. So the dates are wrong. But police shooting in Dallas during Obama. Remember that one? Police shooting in Baton Rouge. NYPD officers shot as revenge for Eric Garner. The Trump inauguration riots. Berkeley riots. Congressional GOP baseball practice shooting. ICE facilities. Data shooting. BLM riots. Federal chat shooting. Shooting. I can go on and on. Look, guys. Look how big that list is. Yeah. And then we get the big lie, 2025, Josh Shapiro. The violence will stop, man. I was attacked too. Dude, you were attacked by a free Palestine guy because you're Jewish. He was an uber leftist. You just weren't leftist enough. You know? Now, I don't know. Maybe Kamala sent him. You know, she wants to keep that on the down low. Why she didn't pick him for his running mate. It's funny. You know, I'm digressing here, G, but Kamala. I couldn't pick Pete Buttigieg because he was gay. So did you? So you mentioned about Pete Buttigieg being gay? No, that's not what I said.
No, then she backtracked and said, "No, what I'm saying is, and I'm paraphrasing, the rest of America couldn't have handled a black woman and a gay man to be president, vice president. Meaning, we're the bigoted ones again, right. Gaslighting America. When I think most people don't care, what you do in your bedroom, we care about what you're going to do for our country.
Exactly. Exactamundo. All right, let me see. So real quick here, too, on the rhetoric, it's Gavin Newsom I mentioned, Michelle Wu, the Boston mayor, neo-Nazis and Trump's secret police. People are terrified for their lives. Tim Walz, labeled ICE, Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo. A Democratic representative, John Larson, rise up against Gestapo ICE agents. This is a time for good trouble. This is a time for Americans. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And they try to say, oh, you're taking that out of context. No, I listened to that. We weren't taking it out of context. He wanted ICE agents unmasked. This is America, every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes. Well, of course, be identified. And then you got the squad. You know, I could go on and on and on. You know? So, G, my final question to you is twofold. Well, I'm not even going to ask you the twofold. We know it's one-sided. But my twofold question to you, and then we'll close this out, is – how do we bring the rhetoric down? Because it's Democrats and the mainstream media, meaning Democrat leaders and the mainstream media. And how is this going to affect these people in the midterms?
We can't bring the rhetoric down. I mean, we've seen the last 10 years. They're going to ramp it up. I mean, you just think 2016, oh, this guy's just a stooge of the Russians, right? Now right. It's fascist Hitler. I mean, Kamala was on Rachel Maddow's show saying, he's a communist tyrant. Like, wait, he's the communist? Trump's the communist now? He's the one who, okay, I don't want to go down that road, but you're not going to convince these people, right? So right. Is it going to hurt them in the midterms? I think it will hurt the Democrats because, look, they pulled all the stops a year ago in October, just about a year ago, saying fascist Hitler, Trump won. And they just continued on that. Like, they think it's going to work. If it didn't work during the election, why do they think it's going to work now? And Trump's just steamrolling all over all their initiatives. So, hey, Democrats, keep that up, because I think the middle Republican, or I should say middle Americans, are going to, the ones that independents are going to look at that going, we don't see any tyranny here. Everything is the same as it was before. And we got our jobs back. The economy's humming. There's no tyranny.
I think this is going to be devastating to the Democrats. I think TPUSA is going to be, they're going to be the biggest force we've seen for young votes. All right, let's move on to our lightning round here, G. Let's talk about James Comey. He was indicted. Real quick, what's that guy's name, Eric? Just to let you people know how corrupt the Eastern District is. Eric Siebert, who was fired because he was sitting on Comey, didn't want to sit there and bring charges because he wanted the 5-year time limit to run out, which is at the end of this month. His wife's father is the godfather to one of James Comey's daughter. It's like an incestuous. This reminds me of the Caligula era, a Roman incestuous. You know, that's incestuous. Another, I want to say son-in-law also resigned. Then another leftist. It's a very corrupt, very leftist district. So he has been indicted. Your thoughts real quick on the indictment.
I think James Comey, in my personal opinion, acted treasonously following Trump's inauguration by taking that Golden Showers memo and trying to make it into this collusion thing. And that was a complete hoax. He needs to pay the price for it, in my opinion. I don't know what that price is, but you look, if you disagree with a policy, fine. Let's have an argument and a debate in the public space and win over hearts and minds. But if you're going to make up lies in order to weaken the president, which it did weaken him, and I'm talking about President Trump, it did weaken him for those 4 years, although he still got a lot done. And we can't have that again. That was immoral, is treasonous in my opinion. And I'm glad that this is happening before the statute of limitations runs out, which would have been terrible.
So I want you all to I'll give a plug to my good friend. I don't know him, but I read his work. John Solomon of the I forget what it is, but look up John Solomon. He's been covering this. He's got great info. And the reason we're going to move on from this is he was indicted. It's a corrupt the Eastern District, very corrupt. He's trying to clean house to get this done in time, and we have to wait for more because it was paper thin, the charges. Nobody has an answer. I listened to a 40-minute segment, and at the end of the month, they started with, well, it's pretty thin. We don't know this. So it's pure speculation. So we're going to have to wait for more stuff to come out. G, let's move on here to the I'm sorry, G, any final comments on Comey?
Nope.
All right. Let's move on to the Tylenol autism battle. There is no battle here. I'm going to show you guys a series of in fact, let me open the window up. It's much quicker. A series of posts here. Can y'all see that? A statement from Andrea Bucarelli, Dean of the Faculty at Harvard. We found evidence of an association between exposure to acetaminophen during a pregnancy and increased evidence of neurodevelopmental disorders in children. This is Harvard. Then we got a doctor. This is how stupid people are. This is a doctor. A doctor. After 4 pregnancies and practicing medicine for 20 years, this is the first time I heard of this. So the level of care we got out there is not very good neither. I found that embarrassing, disgraceful. And I hope she deleted it because she showed herself to be an ignorant fool. So here we go. Tylenol, congrats on your upcoming edition. It'd be great to touch base real quick since we haven't tested Tylenol to be used during pregnancy. Call us. You know, we actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thanks to the shout-out, Carrie. Just make sure you talk to your doctor before taking Tylenol while you're pregnant. If you are pregnant nursing, seek the advice of your healthcare professional before using Tylenol. Too much rotors. Rooters. How do you say it? G, I always screwed up.
Rooters, yeah.
Rooters. Okay. In 2013, too much Tylenol in pregnancy could affect development. 2025, Trump leaks autism with Tylenol and vaccines. Claims not backed by science. Rooters is lying to you. They would rather see you women die than to sit there and say, yeah, what Trump said is right. You know, and here is the post from 2017, March 7, 2017. We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concerns today. I'm not done, people. I am not done. John Hopkins University, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risk for autism, November 5th, 2019. You know, now let's get to the morons out there, because we're not going to talk about the efficacy, if that is that the right word. Because I just showed you there's a tie. There's that. How deep, we don't know. We need to get educated on that. But here's some stupid MFers who are pregnant.
Can't hear it.
Huh?
Can't hear it.
Well, it doesn't matter, because it's just music, you know.
Okay.
She's pregnant. She's taking Tylenol. Sorry, not sorry. The orange man is not my OB. No, you're an idiot. When your kid wakes, when your kid is born, you're the reason why, you know. Tylenol. Here's another one. Look at that. She's pregnant. It's like taking drugs. Oh, I've got to take my hit there. Here's an addition. She's a doctor. You beautiful woman, they're going to have a baby. She thinks she's going to take Tylenol. Oh, my God. There's another one, another one. It's ridiculous, G. And my point is, my question to you before we move on, what the hell? I mean, are these people, you are risky, are you that stupid? What's the matter with our society? I mean, I didn't lose it, but I was like, oh my God. Ah! You know?
It's insane. I mean, just the fact that it could happen, like if you smoke, you could get lung cancer. So you shouldn't smoke, right? So here's a couple of things I want to bring up. One, there's a YouTuber called MedCram, doctor. I watched his video. A lot of it went over my head. It's been a long time since I've taken organic chemistry. But he did a very good analysis of this. And he says, look, I wouldn't take Tylenol. He's not saying Tylenol is poison, but it could cause autism. Why take it when you're pregnant? He's not saying nobody take it. Here's the other thing. If you remember Operation Warp Speed, Trump did whatever he could to develop the vaccine, which was developed before the 2020 election. And if you remember during the, I think it was the vice presidential debate, when they asked Kamala Harris, would you take the vaccine? And she goes, well, if Trump's the one who developed it, then no, I'm not taking the Trump vaccine. And it's like, wait, it's not the Trump vaccine. Just because Trump pushed it, you're going to be against it?
Kamala.
What happened 4 months later? She's saying, her and Biden, if you don't take Trump's vaccine, although they didn't call it Trump's vaccine, they're calling it Biden's vaccine. They're saying, if you don't take it, you're going to lose your job. We're not going to let you go back to work. You're not going to be able to go to public areas. You will lose your job if you don't take it. So there's this unhinged TDS that if the orange man says it, we're going to do exactly the opposite. Hey, this is our opportunity. If Trump goes liberal, we can turn almost the whole country conservative. Maybe this is our shot.
Oh my God. All right, let's move on here. Yeah. I had to dig it up because I didn't save it here. The GOP polling dominates in terms of signaling problems for the midterms for the Democrats. Who's our favorite guy, G? Who's our favorite guy?
Oh, I got plenty of them.
It's the Harry Enten. Harry Enten.
So you get a workout. If you just do what he does, you'll be out of breath.
Exactly. Then let me make this a little bit larger. And we're going to spend 2 minutes. Y'all have got to hear this. And then, G, I just want your comments, and then we will move on. I had to go out and find it because I did not download this one like a moron. So hold on here real quick. Check this out, my friends. Let me make it
Richard Simmons of CNN. I love this guy.
Isn't he? Can you see that clearly, G? There we go.
Yeah. Right there. Yep.
Oh, let me know if you can hear it first.
Donald Trump being on.
Can you hear that? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The water Democrats and all this guarantees.
What do you think?
Yeah, what are we seeing? You know, Donald Trump being underwater, Democrats and Oh, this guarantees us we're going to fly high in the midterms. Let me tell you, this guarantees you nothing, nothing, because at this particular point, the Democrats are the New Orleans Saints of political parties. What are we talking about? Trust the Dems or GOP more on the economy? Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration, Republicans by 13. How about crime, a big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans? Look at that, lead by 22 points. So the bottom line is this. At this particular point, the ball may be on the ground, but the Democrats have not picked up the ball and running with it. If anything, at this particular point, it's the Republicans who are running with the ball on the top issues, the economy, immigration, and crime.
Give some context on this. Compare this when Republicans last took the House.
Yeah, let's compare it back to 2022. I think this kind of gives away the game right here. Okay, the GOP is more trusted than the Dems on the economy. It was 12 points in 2022. Slight decline in that lead, but still 7 points. How about immigration? It was Republicans by 3 back in 2022. Look at this. The Republican lead's actually gone up by 10 points. What are you doing, Democrats? My goodness gracious. And on crime, the Republicans were up by 13, and now they're up by 22. The lead, again, expanding by nearly double digits. So whatever Democrats are doing, it ain't working, Kate. It ain't working. Republicans have the lead on all three issues.
What's the reason that you are finding so far that's driving that?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the center of the electorate, right? You win with independents, you win overall. And what do we see right here among independents? Republicans still have a point lead on the economy. They got a 10-point lead on immigration. They got a 21-point lead on crime. The bottom line is, when you look at these numbers.
All right, G, I want to stop it right there. There's a little bit more to go, but my question to you, because we're running out of time here. The economy's plus one, as you can see. However, the economy's probably at the worst it's been since Trump. Since Trump took over, it was rock bottom, and it's slowly climbing its way out. I'm going to tie this into the GDP, the GDP second quarter final revision was bumped up to 3.8%. Trump's working his way out of a hole that Biden put him in. We're still up by plus one. If this economy keeps booming, then you have the immigration, then you have crime. What are your thoughts on us taking the midterms?
Well, I think, in my personal opinion, I'm in the minority. We've been in a recession since Biden's time. That's why he lost the re-election, or he was going to, and that's why Kamala didn't win, and that's why Biden's poll numbers were in the tank before his debate. So I think we're still climbing our way out of that. We need to lower interest rates in order to help the economy.
Well, that's happening with Jerome Powell, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Jerome Powell has been reticent in lowering interest rates until just a couple weeks ago, where he lowered it a little bit. But I think the job market is hurting right now. And, you know, so I think by next year.
But we lost less jobs also in part of this revision than they thought we would. Wasn't a lot, but what I'm saying is trends.
Right, and we didn't talk about this in the previous show, but when they did the March-to-March final revision, I shouldn't say final, I think there's one more, but when they did the revision from March 2024 to March of 2025, Biden was president for 9 of those years, there were almost a million jobs that were basically removed and said they never existed. A million jobs. That was a huge revision downwards. So,
and I don't put that on Biden 100%. Only because they've never gotten it right, the Labor Bureau statistics.
No, they haven't. But that was definitely the biggest number downward revision in years, or might be ever. So if Trump can get the interest rates lowered, I think the economy will start to turn around and take off by the midterms. And then that number, that top number, is going to be what people vote on. It is the economy season.
Exactly. Yep. And we ran out of time, people, and we'll talk a little bit about it next week, but Antifa was designated a terrorist organization. In 2020 and since then, you know, they interview people. It's a movement. How y'all building it? What are you doing with this? All of a sudden, Chuck Todd and others, I don't even know what Antifa is. It's an idea. There's video. Look, an idea can kill people now. An idea can attack people now. Oh, look at that idea over there, G. It's throwing Molotov cocktails. You know, it's a sheer madness. And we didn't talk about TP USA with the hate they got out of an HBCU. And I believe Trump needs to have that investigated as hate and discrimination against a conservative group. But the big news with TPUSA is they've received over 120,000 new campus chapter inquiries. Now, the next battle is most of these student councils are leftist run, so they're going to get disapproved, so lawyers will get involved. But you will see Charlie's goal was 20,000, 120,000 new campus chapter inquiries. Real quick, G, any final comments?
No, I'm looking forward to next week's show, the 100th show.
Yeah, the big one.
This is going to be a party, right?
Yeah, a party. We're going to bring the booze. Maybe we'll do like Megyn Kelly, has some martinis, you know, shaking, not stirred. And with that, my friends, that is our show. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for tuning in. And as G stated, next week is our 100th show. We hope you enjoyed it. Kind of fast-paced there. We're, I got so much info I love to give out, but there's not enough time. We'll talk a little bit more about this next week. Do not forget to bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. You can check out our new swag there. We got shirts, mugs, hats, t-shirts. Oh, I said that already. But that's grumblingsmedia.com. You can also follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, ePandora under the handle Grumblings Media. I am William Del Pilar for the G-Man. This has been Fired Up, your source for conservative talk. Stay safe, people, and we will talk again next week.